Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and or listening to the podcast, and welcome to my house. It's time for another ServiceNow Store Highlights video. That's SSH version 03.29.2024. Let's take a look how this episode compares to the past couple. We only have 46 new or updated applications compared to 118 and 128 for the past couple of episodes, and 812 back on that special episode that I released last week, that second to last week in March. We are on our last episode of March, and you can see here, or you can listen, in the middle here, I've got 28 compatibility updates, 1 downgrade, 3 fixes, 3 highlights, 5 minor updates, 1 new release, and 5 release notes fails. Let's dive right in and start checking out the details for those. We'll start with the compatibility updates. There was a lot from Nuvolo Core, which you'll see as we go through this. One from New Rocket, and let's see, it might be Nuvolo, New Rocket, maybe ServiceNow is another one. Let's actually, Tier 44 Technologies, but really the one that steals the show here is Nuvolo. I do have a little bit of a caution though. Nuvolo is one of those apps that does not paste their release notes. So normally this would be a release notes fails because I can't tell what's new, what got updated, because it's behind a paywall. Their choice, not mine. And the reason I put this as a compatibility update, or all of them that you'll see, is the last release for each of these apps was for not Washington, D.C. And what I'm seeing in this batch that came through since our last episode is Washington, D.C. So I'm doing you a favor, Nuvolo, if you're one of their customers, if you are a Nuvolo customer, they've basically updated most of their apps in this episode, you'll see, to be compatible with Washington, D.C. However, there may be other stuff, other updates, other enhancements, other fixes in there that I just can't see because I don't have visibility. So while this would normally be a release notes fail, we're going to let them slide this time and say it's a compatibility update. So let's read those off. ArcGIS integration, asset reservation, audit trail for GXP asset management, calibration, capital planning, capital projects, CodeWorks, that's not Nuvolo, that's from New Rocket. Back to Nuvolo, compliance, connected workplace DSE, diagnostic tool, domain separation extension, which is what DSE stands for. We'll scroll down for the rest here. Geo asset management, GXP asset management, GXP asset reservation, mobile platform, Nuvolo platform service, Nuvolo subscription management, and OEM extension for maintenance. Moving on to page 2, again starting with Nuvolo, I'll call out what is not Nuvolo. OT security, portfolio management, project space, real estate management, and space. The not Nuvolo application is Tier 44 EM/8 from Tier 44 Technologies. And then to round us out, the last two from Nuvolo, transaction management and warehouse management. All were compatibility updates to Washington, D.C. Let's go ahead and take a look at the rest of the episode now. It's going to go really fast. We only had one downgrade. That was recorded future for vulnerability response. And you may be wondering, why is Justin calling this a downgrade? And I'll show you why. Basically, the current version, actually, let me get rid of this window before I show you the current version. So the current version is 2.0.10. And if we look at the version history, there was a 2.0.11 for Vancouver on February 22nd, 2024, which is now no longer the current version. So the current version is 2.0.10, and it's for Washington, D.C., Vancouver, Utah, and Tokyo, compatible or updated back in November 17th of 2023. So it's a downgrade back to the older version. However, the Washington, D.C. piece makes me wonder, did somebody actually look at this and say, yeah, we're good to go for Washington, or it passed the Washington, D.C. test? I don't know how that works. But if you're a recorded future customer, just know that the recorded future for vulnerability response maybe got an update, but definitely got downgraded, so you should be wary and maybe contact Recorded Future if you're concerned about that. So moving on, 3 fixes, only 3, CSDM as code, mobile SDK libraries for iOS, and SOW alert automation, that service operations workspace, not statement of work. alert automation. Those are our fixes for the episode. We did have 5 minor updates: Beyond Trust EPM Exceptional Access, Beyond Trust Privilege Management Integration, Checkmarks CXSAST Vulnerability Integration. I always mess that one up, and I finally got it this time. Enterprise Service Hub and Investment Forum Application all had minor updates. Small things, not a lot to highlight or showcase there. And our last category here are release notes fails. Kind of like what I was showing you with Nuvolo there, but let's go ahead and let's look at this, not picking on anybody, the FedRAMP Accelerator from Security Bricks. If you look at the version history, we have 1.2.1, which is the current version, released on March 26, which is actually today when I'm recording this. And you can see here it got recalled, version 1.2.0, not recalled. The version was withdrawn due to a bug. So we're back to 1.2.1. Wait a second, I'm sorry. With version 1.2.0 was withdrawn due to a bug and replaced with version 1.2.1, but we don't know what the bug was, we don't know what the fix was, and the reason it's a fail is this text that we're seeing is the same text as the previous update, and I bet you it's the same text as the original update. Yeah, so nothing's really changed on the text, and that's basically what makes up a release note fail. If it's the same text repeated over and over again, or if it's nothing, or NA, like you can see with some of the ServiceNow stuff, then Justin categorizes it as a release note fail. Just to show I'm not picking on anybody, this is a ServiceNow application, and you can see that is what a release notes fail. It says not applicable. Well, okay, so what version? What changed? It's a patch release. What updated? They're not telling us. So call ServiceNow, call Security Bricks, call Oblaco AD or Langer Inc. and find out what changed, because I can't tell you. But those apps are FedRAMP Accelerator, Service Graph Connector for OT Base, Service Operations Workspace, Service Reliability Management SRM, Common, Service Reliability Management, and Travel and Expense Management were all our release notes fails for this episode, which leaves us with the good stuff. We only have one new release in this episode, so let's go take our time and check out that new release. It's ServicePress Core WordPress Integration. Automate inventory, WordPress management, including multi-site networks. Let's take a look at the key features. I'm going to have to scroll. There's a lot of them. Let's scroll to the top back here. Version 2. Okay, this is a new release. Not sure why they're saying version 2. Version 2 of ServicePress Core WordPress Integration extensions will be subsequent apps. Website management for WordPress, automation via flows and subflows for modularity. On the Manage Sites capability, Core, current and new versions of WordPress, users, user roles, ServiceNow roles, content, themes and plugins, and control what sync is allowed per site. You can manage multi-site networks, one-level network, multiple one-level networks, multiple level networks, support subdomains and subdirectories for each network, and management for networks. Scrolling down to integration types, WordPress, ServicePress, internal for ServiceNow instance, WordPress core APIs, plugin APIs, theme APIs, and add your own integration. Features, one-click install and testing, easily allow mid-clusters, sync configuration globally per network per site, pre-processing hooks per site, more coming soon, metadata for controlling secondary information, and then lastly, on the reporting section, multiple dashboard tabs, users sites, users roles by site, post type counts by site, total networks, total sites and networks, core data, statuses, roles, and post types, and more, dot, or period. So, that was a lot. Let's see, are there screenshots? Yes, we do have screenshots. Let's take a look at the first one. This is the ServicePress WordPress site users list, or all site users. Next screenshot is the knowledge base owners. So it's basically the knowledge base is grouped by the owner field, is what it's showing there. And then next one is a list of WordPress sites list in ServiceNow. Next one is a list of plugins. So I don't know what the record is we're actually looking at, but we're looking at related lists down at the bottom where they took a screenshot of site software. And then in the header there, it says SP site software. ServicePress, I guess. Requested items per site, so another related list showing the requested items for that site. Next screenshot is the knowledge post dash pages, or site knowledge is what they're calling it in the related list. Next one is the site knowledge articles by type. This is like one of those pivot table reports showing a knowledge base as the header and then the URL for those WordPress sites, and then post page course lesson quizzes count in the columns to the right there with some numbers, I'm assuming counts. Next screenshot is the site software that is active. Again, a related list at the bottom of a WordPress site screen. Next is the inactive software. Next screenshot is the users or site users. Then the total software, which is a list view grouped by the install count. And then package name is basically package name and version in install count. Next screenshot is the WordPress owners. And then we're back to our first screenshot of all the site users. So lots of screenshots on this new application from Harmedia Studios LLC. And that again is the ServicePress core WordPress integration and our one and only new release in the episode. But we do have three highlights, so let's check out those highlights. First up is going to be no-code PDF updated to version 2.0.0. And in this version, they've introduced PDF preview improved, easy creation of HTML header and footer, integration of custom fonts, create layout configuration with page styling, no-code PDF info page for first steps, and example templates updated to the new features. Next highlighted application is going to be ServiceOps Auto Remediation Bots, updated to version 1.0.3. And in this version, they said bots covered under this release. I'm not totally familiar with this application. I don't know what that means, but there's a lot of text if you're listening to this, and I'm not going to read everything. I'm just going to read the, I'm assuming is what the bots that are covered, but they say reports is why I'm kind of like calling this out, but I'm going to read through them. AWS S3 Bucket Report, AWS EBS Volume Report, AWS EFS Report, AWS VPC Report, AWS AMI Report, AWS EC2 Instance Report, AWS EC2 Snapshot Report, User Bots Covered Under This Release. Okay, and then we're going to release 1.0.1, which is not the release we're talking about. Okay, so it kind of blurred together there if you're listening. So there were seven new bots under this release, but all their bots say reports. So not sure what's going on there. I'm not the subject matter expert, but that is what's new from LTI Mindtree Limited. And our last highlight for this episode is going to be Shippy's Core, updated to version 1.5.0. And it looks like a simple update, but they call it a major release, and it looks pretty significant. They've introduced support for FedEx One Rate and UPS Express Carrier Packaging options, and that is what's new from the team at InSource Inc. And that is our entire episode. I can't believe it went by so fast. Let's take a review of what you just saw or heard. There were one new release, three highlights, 28 compatibility updates, five minor updates, three fixes, one downgrade, and five release notes fails. I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share it with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new or what got updated in the ServiceNow store. And until next time, don't forget to always be learning. We'll be right back.